I think we probably did enough as regards energy, as regards chances, as regards work rate to merit something out of the game. But you can see, you know, the you know, I don't think defensively Pats made any mistake there tonight. You know, Brendan Clark didn't make any mistake. You know, we made one, possibly two, with Mark Timmins with the ball over the top. But had we got the first goal, and you know, we'd plenty of chances to get that first goal, I think it'd been a different story. What happened was, when Pat scored, albeit against a run of play, we had to come out and they picked us off on the break. And you can see the quality that they have with the likes of Christy Fagan and indeed Mark, to be fair to him, who got what turned out to be the winning goal. Had we gone 1-0 up and we were able to sit a bit deeper, it might have been a different outcome. But that's part of it. You know, we'll take our oil. Pats are a very, very decent side, and fair play to them. They won here tonight and got a great result, and we wished them well.
Yeah, their opening goal, it did come against the run of play, as you said yourself, Ollie. And just before that, Ryan Curran had a great chance for Harps, striking the woodwork.
Yeah, you know, it came. Yeah, as I said, it was probably the 20-minute spell where we were on top. Look, I mean, the start of the game in the first half, Conan Byrne had a great chance, and Richard Bush made a brilliant save for him. And had he not made that save from Conan Byrne, it could have been a different story completely. The first goal was going to be crucial, if there was a first goal. And unfortunately, he went to Pats. You know, Pats on the counter-attack, there's no better side in them, and you saw that when you know we pushed high up the field and they sat deep and they hit you on the break. There's no better side with the likes of Billy Dennehy, with the likes of Conan Byrne, Fagan and Martin, as I said to you. But I can't fault our lads for the effort they gave in. They're devastated in there, but look, it's one game out of 33. With another, is it 26 games left? Great. No, if we can produce that performance and level each game for the next 26, maybe we'll have the chance of surviving. But to recover now for Friday night against a full-time side in Bray is going to be difficult. And it's great to be there, Jeremy, to put it out with you.
Yeah, and Sean Houston was one of the changes in tonight. He was one of the players that stood out, Ollie.
Yeah, Sean did well. You know, Sean got 20 minutes against Terry. He was out then for 8 weeks, and he got about 20 minutes in Terry on the Friday. He got maybe the guts of 80 minutes there. Yeah, Sean will play a part in us, please God. He can stay injury free. But there was a lot of great performances out there. But the bud part is, we didn't get any points out of it. And, you know, while I sit and say, like, it's like a moral victory. Moral victories don't keep you in the division.
Yeah.
You know, we prefer to play poorly and get a draw or a win, you know.
Yeah.
I think the people that are here tonight can see the honesty. Maybe we lack that little bit of quality, but that comes at a cost. You know, you're looking at your Christy Fagans, as I keep going back to. You know, there's a gap, there's a bit out of doubt, you know, and we certainly don't you know, lose out as work rate and endeavour and honesty. It's just, if we could cut out the couple of mistakes and maybe take our chances at the other end, then we might be able to bridge the gap that little bit more.
Yeah.
But look, I can't fault them, you know, and we'll move on to Bray on Friday night now, like.
Right, the wee incident at the end, Ollie, which saw you
sure.
He sent to the stands, I mean, it was really something.
I was farcical, to be fair to Ian Birmingham. I mean, I know Ian from before, the left back with Pats there. Ian turned his back when I threw the ball for him to take the throw. They were hanging on at 2-1 at that stage. Well, hanging on always a bit unfair to them. But there was nothing in it. I didn't mean anything by it. And to be fair, I spoke to Ian afterwards and we shook hands as I did with all of the Pats lads. But look, listen, I fell for it, to put it that way to you. And I'd need to learn my lesson as well as regards that, Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, finally, Bray now on Friday night.
Yeah.
Another important one, Ollie.
Yeah, look, they're all important, you know. Like it's Bray are a full time side. I saw them up in the Carlisle grounds on Saturday night, and while they got beaten, possibly they could have been 1 or 2 nil up. They have quality, as Pats have, but it's trying to recover from now to Friday with lads that are going to work in the morning, working on Wednesday, working on Thursday, working on Friday before the game. It's difficult when you have Bray who are a full time side, but as I said a while ago, it's great to be there. It's just, if we could put points on the board as opposed to putting in performances without points, would be a better help.